first and goal to go from the six in overtime. Ivory in the backfield. Shotgun snap to Fitzpatrick. Throws it to the right corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Ducker. Victory for the Jets. New York wins it 26-20.
Wow, Jets look like they just won their Super Bowl.
Well, it was a big deal for the Jets to win their Super Bowl. Peerless Boilers is introducing the new Pavilion tankless water heaters. Get all the hot water you need efficiently and save on your fuel bill year-round. Find an installer at peerlessboilers.com or pavilion tankless.com. That was going back to December of 2015, 26-20 in overtime. Fitzpatrick, who's still making things happen in this league. Let's go to Paul Perillo of Patriots.com, who joins us now. Hey, Paul.
What's up, boys?
Hey, good to have you back, Paul. Good to hear from you.
Sorry for that last week.
Hey, all good. glad to hear you're doing well. Let's get right into it. What do you think about today's game and the fact that Cam Newton is still the starting quarterback? What does that say about Jarrett Stidham?
You can't make me think about this game, can you?
I can. I'm making you do it.
I would expect it might be a little bit like last week, and we'll see a little of both guys. Quite frankly, I thought, you know, there was a lot made when Stidham came into the game about, you know, how it's not a really fair situation, and he didn't, you know, have the week preparing, and, you know, he's coming in cold without the reps, blah, 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 blah. You know, he hasn't really done a whole lot to make you think when he comes into these games that he needs to play. and I've seen a lot of other guys come in situations, Chris. We saw last week, you know, Washington's playoffs are on the line. They're down a couple of touchdowns, and Haskins is, you know, turning the ball over left and right, and they put a guy named Taylor Heinicke, who was actually here on the practice squad for a short time a few years ago. He comes in, he leads a couple of long drives, scores a touchdown, gives them a chance to get an onside kick at the end of the game. So
looked like a quarterback, didn't he?
Yeah, he moved the football team. You know, I mean, I'm not asking him to go out there and be, you know, razor sharp with every throw and every decision, but you can make some plays. And I really, with very few exceptions, I haven't seen Stidham make any plays in these mop-up opportunities. And, you know, maybe that's why Belichick doesn't want to give him the opportunity to play more than he does.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes sense. And look, I'm not like president of the Jarrett Stidham fan club. I just think you know what you have in Cam Newton. And with Stidham, he's still a young player who allegedly is getting better. Maybe they feel like that's not the case. But it's not like they're above throwing guys out there who don't really earn playing time and are young, N'Keal Harry. So, you know, I mean, I guess I just look at it and say for the betterment of the team moving forward, why don't you try and get this guy as much experience as possible? And if you need to completely eliminate him as an option in your quarterback room, forget starting, just even as a backup. I think that's something that you can potentially ascertain by putting him in a game or two. And I think this is a lost opportunity, and I just honestly don't really understand it. I don't see what the advantage is to continuing along with Cam Newton, especially if the report from Schefter is correct and the idea is that, you know, this is it. This is his last game here. He's not part of your long-term plan.
Yeah, now here, Chris, I agree 1,000% with you, and I've been calling for this for a few weeks now. You know, as you guys know, I was never a big path guy. The path had been closed when they lost four in a row. So I would have gone to Stidham a long time ago. And just for all the reasons you just said, and I had a conversation with someone about this, and they said, you know, well, you know, he's not going to be a starter. And I'm like, well, can he be a backup? And they looked at me like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, can he be a backup? Can he do what, like, Teddy Bridgewater did last year? Can he do what Taysom Hill did this year for New Orleans and keep a playoff team afloat in the event that your starter is out for three or four games? I've seen no indications that he can do that, and I can't imagine that they know that he can do that based on what they've seen. So I agree with the way you put that, Chris. Let's even find out if he can be a backup. And for whatever reason, they've been reluctant to do that. Now, I know there's not a lot around him. I know, you know, offensively, it's not a good situation. But again, I have to think playing and at least getting some experience is better for a player than not getting any at all.
Yeah, that's normally the case. I mean, any player at any position. That's, and I think Bill even said something along those lines this week. He wasn't asked about Stidham, but he said something along the lines of, you know, it's always good to see guys in game situations, apparently other than, you know, Jarrett Stidham. And look, to be honest, they put him into games. I get it. But I do think quarterback is a little different when you get to prepare for the whole week as the starter and you get to do something like that. And look, maybe there are guys like Matt Cassel who can, you know, sort of not start a game throughout college and just come in and be able to play, and it's no big deal, and they get better as they go along. But not everybody is like that. I think most players benefit from some sort of game experience and getting experience as a starter. So we'll see. Pauly, let me ask you this. When you look at the free agents on this team, and there's some prominent ones, who do you think's most likely to be back?
Yeah, that's a great question, Chris. And they do have some significant pieces at different levels offensively. I think David Andrews is a guy that they need to, you know, to try to find a way to hold on to. Now,
totally agree.
Yeah, if you lose Tooney, you know, obviously that's not ideal. But at least you have a guy in Onwenu who's shown you the ability to play, you know, a couple of different spots at a pretty good level. You should be able to plug him in. But if you lose both Tooney and Andrews, now you're talking about an overhaul of your offensive line, and I don't think that would be ideal. You know, up front on the other side of the ball, I think, you know, as bad as it's been stopping the run, to lose like Lawrence Guy and Adam Butler, both of those guys, I think kind of similar. Now you're looking for a lot of different newcomers to fill in some of those roles. So, and I know that we kind of focus on some different areas, but they have a lot of different free agents that I think will leave a void. You know, we haven't even talked about the running backs, you know, James White, Rex Burkhead. I think Burkhead, you know, I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Chris, and I think you brought it up, you know, just like the injury could actually help him come back, because it might, you know, limit his market, and, you know, maybe you rehab with the Patriots.
Oh, that excites
maybe,
Chris. That,
you know, really maybe get him going back.
He did play well this year. He did.
He really did. He was having a great
season. Yeah, no, I know. I know Chris is not your favorite guy, but
well, you just can't rely on him. That's my only, you know, point.
And that's you know, you can't get beyond that. He has not been durable, no question.
What about James White? Is he going to be back here next year?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think he would. You know, pretty quiet season for him. I'm not sure how much you know, he would get on the open market. You know, coming off of a season like this, maybe people look at it and say, well, you know, this is, you know, a lot of touches over the years. Maybe this is a sign that he's done. You know, whereas I think there were some extenuating circumstances to put those numbers where they've been, not the least of which is his personal situation. You know, off the field, it has to be an incredibly trying year for him personally, but also with Cam Newton in the offense. Among the many things that Cam Newton wasn't able to execute in this offense, getting the ball to James White and running a screen pass was definitely high on that list.
I think this is just my opinion. I mean, I think you'll see James White in Tampa next year next to Brady.
That's a good call, Chris.
That team has a crying need for a third down back. We're all aware of his tragic family situation.
Closer to home.
Closer to home and closer to Tom.
Closer to that. And I just think it would be he'd be an ideal fit. I mean, that team has no third down back, and that's a position that Brady values very highly.
And general manager Tom Brady will pay him, you know, what he believes he's worth.
Antonio Brown out, James White in.
Yeah. Oh, then I would actually be in on Tampa, because I'm out on Tampa because of Antonio Brown. I can't handle watching that guy.
At least he doesn't have any sort of like real significant impact on the team.
That's true.
Right? I mean, you watch those games. I mean, yeah, he's still
he's
fast.
A spare part.
He's still he's not the centerpiece there offensively in the passing game. Not even.
No,
we'll give them
all.
James White. We'll take Chris Godwin. How's that?
Oh, yeah, that'd be fine.
I'd make that
swap. I would take Tyler Johnson. I mean, I think there are some young receivers there that actually can play that aren't getting a chance.
So there's also sort of this question about the Patriots receivers and where they go from here. Chris Godwin is obviously a name that's come up as a potential free agent. What do they do with the guys they have on this roster? And when I say that, I mean N'Keal Harry. What are they going to do with that guy?
Well, I mean, third-year guy making no money. You have to roll the dice and hope that he, you know, make some sort of development here. But if he doesn't and he continues to be, you know, at best, an extra guy, then you roll it out for one more year.
But Paul, here's what they can't do. They can't plan on playing him.
You can't plan on having him
like
be one of your top outside guys.
Yes,
I agree with that.
And then that's sort of what I feel like by necessity and also desire, both. They got caught up in that this year. But going into next year, they should try to replace him and keep him on the roster if you want. But you can't bank on that guy playing. You just can't.
No. Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been any real production there. And, you know, I understand what you're saying. If you think, you know, like, we're going to sign Chris Godwin and then we're going to go with Godwin and Harry and we're going to be all set, you're
no,
not going to be all set.
You're not.
You're not going to be all set.
Appreciate the time. Thanks for everything this season.
All right. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, Pauly.
We'll talk to the voice of the Patriots, Bob Soucy. He'll join us next on the Safety Insurance 98.5, the Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.